to golf.
The Atlanta Classic begins today with South Africa's Gary Player, the favorite, a role he shrugs off. Player says he has been playing very well, but he adds, there are too many good golfers in this tournament to single out any one man. Some of those other players include Bert Yancey and Bruce Devlin, who set a course record of 277 in the four regulation rounds. Seen a sudden death playoff. Bob Charles, who won the Atlanta in 1967, figures it will take another record, at least 275 or better, to win the tournament this year. South African Harold Henning won the Pro-Am preliminary to the Atlanta Classic yesterday. He shot a 5-under par 67. Also in golf, the quarterfinals of the Southern Women's Amateur will be held at Pinehurst, North Carolina today. One of the top matches will send Mrs. Philip Kundone against Mrs. Robert McLaren. The Pittsburgh Penguins of the National Hockey League are expected to announce today that they are retaining Red Kelly as their head coach for next season. Kelly led the Penguins to their first playoffs this past season. They defeated the Oakland Seals in their first test, but then they were eliminated by the St. Louis Blues in the finals of the Western Division. Bobby Isaac moved around the mile-and-one-half Charlotte Motor Speedway at 159.277 miles an hour yesterday to win the pole position for the World 600 Stock Car Race Monday. Bobby Allison was second in qualifying with a speed of 158.744 miles per hour. And 24 bowlers are left in the double elimination of the 10th Annual Queens Tournament International Bowling Congress. Yesterday, 40 women bowlers, including all three top-seeded entries, were eliminated. Miss Joan Holm rolled today's high game, a 267. And that's sports. This is Navy journalist Jim Sack in Saigon.
Come with me, what wonders we'll find. The ducks on the mill pond, the swim in the mind. Come with me, together we'll go, where buttercups shoot through the roof of the snow. And many the sights that we'll see, I'll look in your eyes and see me. Kaleidoscope, love is another color from hope. Pain is a separate color from joy. How many colors there are to enjoy.
Come. Well, good morning to you and yours, and welcome to Kaleidoscope. This is Dave Scott, back once again with you.
Deep down in a dream.
And I'd like to introduce my special guest star tonight, and guess who it might be? Yes, indeed, it's good old J.R. Starr. J.R.?
Yes, I am.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning to you all.
Lucky some people will be to look in our eyes and see we.
Well, generally this morning it's going to be more or less an informal Kaleidoscope rap session, sort of, I guess you could call it. And without any further ado, we're going to be back with you in just a little while. But without any further ado, as I once said, let's get going with the Cream.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever. But you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
And the colors of the sending mermaid, and you touched the distant beaches, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens. Make you follow, and when your fingers
run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter. Her name is Afro-Dunshell, and you know you cannot leave her, for you touch the distant sands with tales of brigadiers were tortured by the sirens. Purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the hard land of the winter.
The Cream and Tales of Brave Ulysses right here on Kaleidoscope with the time right now, 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. And JR, have you got any comments to make
right now? Yeah, you're getting better at telling the time.
Hey, thanks a lot. The last time we got together, I had a bit of a problem telling time. I used to say something like, 14, 15, 16, 17 minutes past the hour of whatever it was. And now I can tell time real good by saying the big hand is on the 4 and the little hand is on the 3.
That Mickey Mouse watch you've got really helps things out.
Well, ever since I went to Hong Kong, Mickey's hands have been helping me out a great deal, and I've been really enjoying it and having a ball. JR, say something to fill up this dead air right now.
That's not dead air. That's a station breaker.
A station break. All right.
Pause.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard the world's first station break without any music, without any commercials, or without any anything for that matter. Let's continue on with more music. What do you think, JR?
It's on.
We'll be right back.
That's generally what it's all about. It's way all too much. That's by the Beatles, written by George Harrison, and incidentally, it's from the movie Yellow Submarine right now. 27 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock in Vietnam.
You're really getting good at giving the time. You know it, Dave.
Thanks a lot, J.R.
How about taking a quick outlook at the weather?
All right, let's take a quick outlook.
It's raining.
Yes, it is. It's raining, drizzling, and pouring and all that sort of thing right now. The temperature stands about 82 degrees, I would imagine, outside.
There you go. Your hang-up. So you can tell the time this morning, but you can't read the temperature.
Well, there's one problem about that. I can't look out the window and tell. It's dark outside.
Honest Don's out there holding the thermometer.
That's
right.
Honest Don is out there holding a thermometer in his mouth, and I can't read it. And not only that, he wouldn't give me a very accurate temperature anyway.
Well, he would try. He's very honest.
Yes, he's very honest about his own mouth temperature.
I think the complete weather outlook, though, is winds from which direction, Dave?
Let's see. It says the northeast at about 10 knots, and the high temperature expected today was 90 degrees. What's the low?
The low, we're looking for an overnight low of 80.
How low can you go?
80.
Lower?
No, that's it.
No.
No chance in the 70s
today. Okay. Outlook for tomorrow is partly cloudy skies with more of the same, and currently under partly cloudy skies. The temperature
skies.
Partly cloudy, rainy, wet skies, miserable outside. It's a good night to take a walk out in the fog.
It's so impressive how you say miserable outside.
Miserable.
I really like the way you say that, Dave.
Miserable.
You're the only guy I know that at 3:30 in the morning could say miserable with such a smile on your face.
You get used to it after a while, believe me. All kinds of weird things happen this time of day. It's 29 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. More sounds for you.
You wouldn't have known that if I wouldn't have told you.
That's right. Bye-bye. This is the Led Zeppelin. Very, very heavy sounds of the Led Zeppelin. That's called Babe, I'm Going to Leave You. Right now, time 25 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock in the morning. JR?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I know it. What's the scoop over there right now?
Oh, nothing going on, Dave. Just sitting here looking at the rain outside. It's really raining out there.
It's pouring rain outside. We're looking out the window right now, and poor Honest Don is still out there holding that thermometer. And right now, since he's out there soaking wet, what we've got him doing is he's got a number 10 can out there and a ruler, and he's going to measure the rainfall for us this evening. Morning, rather.
See, there you go again with the time. I thought I got that straight.
I didn't goof up the time this time.
No, okay.
I goofed
right.
up the time of the day.
Well,
I can't tell the difference between when the sun is out and when the moon is out. Since the moon is at full moon, you know what that means. That means hair
Dave.
Starts growing on my body.
And Dave,
you know. Yes, yeah. I know. It's a lovely night to take a walk out in the fog, isn't it, Mr. Holmes?
If you've got your raincoat
if you've got
on.
If you've got your Mac on, then it's a lovely night to take a walk in the rain.
Your Mac?
My Mac. Yeah, that's the English name for the raincoat.
A Mac?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, I learned that while I was in Hong Kong. It took a trip to a Chinese...
You went to Hong Kong to learn what an English word Mac meant.
That's exactly right. Isn't that weird?
I really believe that, Dave.
It's very freaky. Let's continue
You're very
on.
Freaky.
Yeah,
something that's appropriate with what's happening outside.
That's about how it's happening. Harvey Mandel.
Wade in the Water.
This is going out to Honest Don the protester. Thank you. Harvey Mendel and Wade in the Water, and J.R. digs it so much, so heavy. And speaking of heavy, J.R. Starr, the man, the San Diego heavy, is so heavy that when he undresses at night, it looks like the circus is folding up.
You know, I haven't said nothing bad about you yet.
That's because I started it.
But it's definitely going to result in my talking about you over the air.
I believe we're going to have a verbal battle right over the air here, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time right here in FM Tuiwa. It's going to be a big verbal battle of throats.
You know, I'm going to be very polite to you this morning, Dave.
I doubt
but this
serious.
Afternoon on my show,
yes.
When we team up once again for another 3-6 special.
That's a sneaky way to get a plug in, too.
No, I'm not saying nothing about that.
No, of course not.
I'm just going to say I'll get even with you then.
Even?
Even.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of Randy Bachman? Bachman?
That's... Let me see that album.
I'm not going to let you
see. I bet you mispronounced it, too.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Say?
Randy Bachman. Let me think now. Randy Bachman is the lead singer for the Guess Who, right?
Guess Who.
Guess Who.
Yeah,
that's Guess the who. Name of the group.
Guess Who.
Yes.
That's a statement, not a question.
No, that is a noun, believe it or not. Proper noun, because it's in capital letters. If you know your English language, like you should know, if you're a jock, you should know your English language, right?
I came here to play records, not to go to school.
Are you trying to tell me something?
I'm definitely trying to tell you the key word.
The key word, which is a very clever way of putting into the next song called Key by Randy Bachman and a group known as the Guess Who.
Still call him our friend. It's your job, you're not paid to feel. You seem confused by your own ideas. Life and death is what you're saying. And if I speak, am I betraying?
I was taught you can't care, nothing can be sharp as sinking, none dies there, have the right to take my life away.
Peace on earth is what you're teaching.
Take a life.
But do we practice what we preach?
Give a life, take a life.
Although I question if it's just.
Give a life, take a life.
When you say it's time, then I'm.
You really get your kicks. It's open every night about 12 to 6.
Ah, yes, you've had many, many heavy sounds coming your way right up until the hour of 4 o'clock, and in fact, of which it is right now, it's 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 10, 9, wait.
13, 10?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2.5, 1... 0. 4 o'clock, right in the nose, gang. And you've heard your morning lesson in telling time and counting backwards, too, at the same time. So, there you are.
I refuse to say anything after that.
Please don't, because if you do, I will be embarrassed. And I don't wish to be embarrassed.
What's that paper you keep rattling?
It makes it sound more realistic over the air. I like to kind of flip through here and see what people like to listen to. I've been taking a few requests here and there. And the electronic shop is open, in case you're wondering. And let's see, what else have we got here? We had, incidentally, what you were listening to before was, first of all, you heard Key, a very simple song with a very long song. And it's by the group known as Guess Who? Give a Light.